751 at WEOL. We are joined this morning by Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Sherrod.
How you doing? Good to be back.
We're good. Thanks. We were spending the couple days in Avon spotlighting the community, but you've got something going on in Avon today. Tell us about this Avoid Scam workshop that's taking place.
Yeah, we're hosting a workshop to help seniors protect their finances and avoid fraud. Someone from my office will be there. Too often, seniors fall victims to schemes and fraud that can result in identity theft. And once your identity, you've been victimized by identity theft, kind of bad things happen with your retirement savings, with credit cards, all kinds of things. So this is just there'll be a small workshop. It's going to be at Perkins Restaurant on Avon, not far from where I live for many years, and right off I-90. And people should join our office just to hear what we can do together to help them prevent that.
And it's always good to have family members, too, just because they can kind of talk to mom or dad about certain things and say, you know, really, this is not something that you should be sending your money to or believing, even though you want to be, sometimes an older person, they seem to be kind and they want to help somebody in need. More times than not, they're being scammed in some way.
Yeah, that is really good advice that that people's kids show up and because they're looking out for their older parents. I mean, my parents lived into their late 80s, and I was lucky that they were around that long in good health until the end. But there were always people out there that want to take advantage of people, and as they get older, they're maybe a little bit easier. So it's today at Perkins Restaurant in Avon, right off 90 today at 10 a.m. if people want to join them.
Something else we want to talk about this is legislation you're introducing to fight opioid addiction. Talk about that.
Yeah, opioid addiction is becoming more and more serious, and it's in suburbs, it's in small towns, it's in cities. It really sort of in Ohio kind of began to become much more common in sort of Appalachia and southern Ohio, and it started with people taking pain medication and getting addicted to the morphine-based Percocet or Vicodin or OxyContin or oxycodone, and then ultimately graduating to heroin because it was cheaper. And too many young people especially have died from these overdoses. Too many families have been terribly disrupted and thrown into chaos because of addiction. And there's a good bit of effort in both parties to deal with opioid addiction at the federal level. I hope the state does more than it's done in the past, but I'm hopeful we can make a real dent in this.
And this is more than just sort of any kind of criminal parts on some end. This is actually talking about how to prevent it and how to help the people so that it doesn't become devastating to them.
Yeah, it's when addiction was, unfortunately, in this country, when addiction was thought to be mostly in the inner city, politicians would talk about character flaws. There's questions of character and all that, which just wasn't right. Today, we know, maybe because it's spread to all kinds of neighborhoods, we know that it's an illness, not a character flaw. People get addicted. I talked to a young man the other day at one of the discussions we were doing on opioids, and he was an engineering student at a university in Southwest Ohio, and he got he was in a snowboarding accident or something. He started taking painkillers, and he got addicted to it for 3 or 4 years, and he only went to treatment and realized how serious it was when two or three of his new friends that were also addicted and part of that culture then died from overdoses. And he's now back in school, in engineering school, but it was a terrible journey for him. It wasn't a character flaw. It was an illness.
And, of course, this is something that seems to be, as it's on the rise, especially the deaths, which is becoming where that's when it really hit. Everybody focuses on it. They're realizing it. A lot of times these deaths are not known until the statistics come out because it's not something that really gets reported. But those people who kind of at the ground should know about it.
And there are more people dying of overdoses than there are car accidents in the United States now.
Wow. So, again, that's the Heroin and Prescription Drug Abuse Prevention and Reduction Act. Anything else going on with you these days?
The good news on the president's budget on children's health, on the Children's Health Insurance Program, which helps those kids their parents are working slightly above Medicaid eligibility, and but the Affordable Care Act, even with its subsidies, are still a little too expensive. So about 8 million children nationwide, 130,000 in Ohio, get CHIP, and it really does mean that those kids are going to grow up a little healthier. And what's more important than that? And we also, the president put in his budget, first time in a decade, enough funding, pretty much enough funding to train doctors in children's hospitals at Nationwide Children's and Rainbow and Akron Children's. So that's really looking to the future, and I was appreciative of that.
Sounds good. Sherrod Brown, Senator Sherrod Brown, thanks for joining us this morning and spreading some of the good news. Appreciate it.
Good to be back. Thanks, Greg. Thanks, buddy.
And coming up on WEOL News at 8 o'clock, Matt Douglas gives us the news this morning. And just a reminder of what Sherrod Brown was talking about, they have a senior scams workshop, how to avoid some scams for seniors, is taking place this morning at 10 o'clock at the Perkins Restaurant in Avon. And you can just stop by there, and, you know, family members, or if you have a senior in your family, want to get some information about it for them, that's a good place. Again, it's coming up this morning. It is 7:57 at WEOL.